friends, it's Jacy here. Welcome back to our episode of Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be doing another one of our Would You Rather episodes. But you guys know I'm not here alone today. I am here with my friend, Anna.
Hey guys, it's me again. I'm Anna.
You may know her from our crazy episodes, Who Knows You Best and Who's Most Likely To. Make sure you guys go check that out, those out. And I have a quick announcement to make. So, this podcast is almost to 1,000 views, and as of right now, when we're making this podcast, we need 8 more. So if you guys could like go back and view all the episodes that you didn't play, that'd be great. But just a reminder, I don't do this podcast just for the views. I do it for so that you guys can be entertained. And yeah, so yeah. Is that all we have to have?
Yeah. So we basically have 5 questions each to ask each other. Like, would you rather?
Yeah, and then, so 10 total. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let's get started.
Guys, we just heard, like, a really weird noise.
Girl, you need to speak louder. They can't hear you.
Oh, well, I'm speaking to a mic.
No, but still, like, see these sound waves?
Okay. Guys, we just heard, like, a really random noise, and we don't know where it's coming from, so. But we're safe.
I'm telling her that it's the ice machine, my freezer.
How do you know that?
Because it makes a sound all the time.
Anyways,
okay, so Anna, do you want to you're my guest, so
no, rock, paper, scissors, like,
okay, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Anna won.
Okay, I got, I'm scared, sorry, guys, I'm really screaming.
It was, okay, there's kids, my neighbors are kids, okay, yeah.
Okay, so, would you rather
ride a bull or a camel into the sunset? Camel, duh.
Oh, I would choose a bull.
Why?
Because, like, they're, like, fast.
Okay, I would choose a camel because they're calm. Oh, yeah. And I'm not going to get flown
wait,
off
are
it.
Are camels extinct?
Girl, no!
I'm wondering. You don't have to get so mad about it.
Okay.
Anyways.
Now we have question number 2. Would you rather go swimming or have a bonfire with s'mores?
I think have a bonfire with s'mores.
Honestly, I would, like, if I could choose both, I'd go, like, I would do, like, go swimming and then, like, shower and then, like, have a bonfire with s'mores.
But we have to pick, you have to pick, it's would you rather. So you have to pick what?
Probably bonfire.
Same.
Because I just love s'mores. Like, there's something about it that's just so good.
It's so good and appetizing. It's not the healthiest, but.
Oh, yeah, no, but.
Okay. Would you rather become a rose or a daisy?
I don't. Honestly, what does a daisy look like? I haven't seen one in so long. This winter's been so long here in the Midwest.
They're just the first flowers that come to my mind. They're the only flowers I know. And tulips.
Okay, I would rather be a rose, I guess.
I'd say daisy.
I like roses because they're, like, so pretty. And why would you be a daisy?
Because I like bananas.
That makes no sense.
Wait, are daisies yellow?
I'm not sure.
Are they the white ones?
I don't know. No, wait, what's a sunflower? A sunflower is a yellow
one. A sunflower is a yellow one. So the daisy is the white one with yellow.
Sure.
Well, hopefully, because I like bananas.
Yeah, Anna loves bananas and anything that's yellow. Yellow's her, like, favorite color.
That's not, it's purple.
Anyways. Oh, yeah, purple. Okay, anywho, next question.
Okay. My turn.
Would you rather go shopping in person or shopping online?
If I'm feeling lazy, then online.
I like shopping in person. Because, like, then you can actually try stuff on without having to pay for it and then return it.
Yeah, because online, you don't know if it's actually going to fit you.
Yeah, or, like, how it looks on you. Yeah. But, like, in store, like, say you're going to Target, you could just go in and try it on.
Yeah, or any store. Hopefully, they have dressing room.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Next question.
Yeah.
Why are you? she's putting the mic, like, right up my mouth.
Yeah, we're using a mini microphone right now. Yeah. Okay, so, would you rather have it be spring or summer for the rest of your life, like, forever?
Okay, well, I feel like sometimes summer can get just so hot.
Yeah.
But then you look at the winter, and it's like...
No, what? Spring or summer. So summer.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like spring is, like, it's still shorts weather. Mm. And it's, like, well, here in the Midwest, it's like 60, 70 degrees, and that's, I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it is good to get like 85 degrees or something, but 90 is just
too much.
Too much. Too much if it's for a long time.
Yeah. So I would choose spring as well, because like, I get that it might be like really muddy sometimes, but
I hate mud and slush.
Yeah, but like, if it's not winter, then there's not gonna be any slush.
Yeah.
And unless I like rain.
Oh, I love rain. It's so awesome. I love
the sound and smell so much.
Yeah, it smells so much fresh and, like, refreshing.
Yeah.
Okay, is it my turn? Yeah. Our next question is, would you rather mow the lawn or rake leaves?
I'd say mow the lawn because it's just, like, connects to that headphones.
Okay, the one thing, so I am going to choose mow the lawn. One thing that I don't like about mowing the lawn is it's so loud.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, then you have to have headphones and listen to music, and it has to be, like, blasting in your ears. But, yeah. So, I would choose a lawnmower, and I also, like, at my house, we don't have a ton of leaves. Like, we don't have big trees, mm-hmm. So we don't have, we don't have enough to have to rake it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, in my house, we do have quite a bit of leaves behind our house because there's a lot of trees there.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, they're kind of pretty.
Especially
when it's fall.
Yeah, especially when it's fall, it's really pretty.
But just, like, hopefully they're not, like, dead leaves.
Yeah.
Because green leaves won't fall off the trees, pretty much.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Would you rather wake up in the morning and have an ant on your face?
Oh.
Like a big ant? Like a big, big ant?
Like, what are those ants called?
Those, like, this big. Like, making a circle with your...
Again, you do realize that no one can see what you're... Okay.
Okay, well...
About the size of a...
Bottom of a Clorox wipe. Box jar.
What? Okay, that just doesn't make sense, okay, but...
So, put your thumbs together, and then...
But some people have bigger hands!
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So, have that, or... Three, like, meat, like, small, like this big.
Like a dime? Like a quarter. Yeah, quarter.
Like, quarter. Like, three of the quarter ants, size of quarter ants, crawling on your bed.
Okay, well, I don't want ants on my face, and I don't want them in my bed.
So
but I'd still put them on my bed, because if they're on my bed, that'll be easier for me to get up and, like, get a Kleenex.
Oh, I don't want ants crawling on your bed.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So what would you put?
Oh, I'd say the one ant on my face, because I can just, like, smack it off.
But then you have a dead ant on your face.
It's not dead. It's just
an ant. Well, it could be dead. Okay, next question.
I don't want either.
Would you rather eat pineapple or apple? I honestly don't know why I chose this question, because I don't like pineapple. But, so I'm choosing apple.
I don't know, because if the apple's juicy, then yes, and soft. And, like, the outside of its crunchy.
I like the apples that are pink ladies. Otherwise, I don't really like the other
But
kind
I also
apples.
Really like good pineapples. Casey, that's a hard question.
I know. This is why I chose this question, because I thought you were going to do that. Okay. Our second to last question.
Hey, I'm not done yet. I didn't choose.
Oh, you didn't?
I thought you
said pineapple.
No, I think I'm going to go with apple.
Okay. Okay. Next question.
Okay. My last and final question. Go swimming at the pool or the lake?
Pool? Okay. Is this, like, public pool or, like...
Just a pool.
Like, a pool in your backyard.
Any pool you want. Just a pool or a lake. And, okay, how about this? How about the pool is small, but it has only you and two other people swimming in it.
What if I want more people?
And then I guess you can. But I'm just saying, like, people that you don't know, and it's awkward.
Oh, then lake. Because if
the lake is big, but pretty much the whole lake is filled with people. There's, like, one little square that you can swim.
Then the pool. What would you put? This is a confusing question.
Girl, stop!
This goes out to the world, you know.
Okay, the whole world can know.
Okay, then
I think I'd choose pool.
Okay. Our final question. Would you rather eat ice cream in a cone or ice cream in a cup?
Cone. Because I can eat the cone and I can't eat a cup.
Okay. So I would say, I'm going to say cup. But I do like cones because you can eat the cone. Although sometimes, like, the cones are hard. And then, wait, are we talking like waffle cone or like a cone from Dairy Queen?
I don't know. You're the one who made up the question.
Okay. Well, if it's a cone from Dairy Queen, I'll eat the cone. But I also like the blizzards.
Hey. Well, I feel like a cup can hold more than a cone.
True. I'm okay. Sorry, guys. We're sharing one microphone right now because my other one's dead.
Yeah.
So if you couldn't hear that, Anna said that there would be more ice cream in a cup than a cone.
So I would choose a cup then.
Yeah, I'm choosing a cup.
Yeah.
And so that is all we have for today, friends. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Please go check out the other episodes of my podcast. Please go check out my brother's podcast, Children Childs, my cousin's podcast, Great Show Books and More, my cousin's YouTube channel, GG Tutorials. Have a great week. Have fun. See you later. Bye.